At a remote clearing deep in the woods of Eastham, water systems operator Roy Marr attaches a large wrench to a red hydrant. After five or six strenuous turns, water gushes out of the hydrant and arcs high in the air. It's part of the flushing process to ensure the distribution pipes in the new system are free of debris and other material prior to going online.
That first gurgling sound that you heard was air being purged out of the hydrant. As we're bringing on new sections of main, we are doing this exercise of purging the water out of the system. That's called flushing.
That's Greg Sands with Environmental Partners, the Quincy-based firm hired by the town to design the new system. He says after the flushing, the pipes will be chlorinated, then dechlorinated, and then tested for bacteria. A few feet away, Eastham Town Administrator Sheila Vanderhoff looks on. She's been in her position for 24 years. Vanderhoff says municipal water was first proposed back in 1969, but was a non-starter. The town revisited the idea about 10 years ago. The price tag then was around $76 million, but that too was voted down.
People were worried that if you get water, you get bigger buildings, you get more density, those kinds of issues, zoning issues. And I think it was mostly cost, and there's nothing wrong with my water.
Eventually, toxins like the chemical 1,4-dioxane began leaching from the town's unlined landfill. That prompted the State Department of Environmental Protection to step in, telling the town to address the contamination. The state began helping with outreach to sell the municipal water system to voters, and phase one of the system passed town meeting in 2014. Total cost, $114.8 million.
The next town meeting, citizens came up and wanted to put the rest of the system on because everybody was going to have to pay for it because we were paying for it out of taxes. So then we got the second town meeting that said, water everywhere.
Inside a small building nearby, Greg Sands explains what happens when water is drawn up from the aquifer some 70 feet below the surface.
Where does the water to fill the tanks actually originate? Where does that come from?
Right behind this wall. There's a production well on the other side of this building that taps down into the aquifer. The pump behind us is pulling that water up out of the aquifer into this building. This building is pushing that water out into the distribution system. The tank is hooked into the distribution system, so water coming out of here doesn't necessarily go straight to the tank, but it goes into the networks of pipes to which the tank is connected.
Back outside, Sheila Vanderhoff watches as work on the system progresses, on schedule and on budget. She says she's relieved that Eastham voters finally acted.
It's very expensive, and they know that, but they've been behind it, and it solves a long-time problem for us. So I'm happy that that I was able to participate in kind of helping figure out how we could go about it.
Phase one of Eastham's new system will have water available this fall, while construction and connections will continue into 2017.